We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Federal officials are awarding more than $6 billion in funding for high-speed rail projects in the state. $3.1 billion will go to the state's California High-Speed Rail Project. While the goal is to have a bullet train running between San Francisco and L.A., officials are now focusing on service that will connect Merced, Fresno, and Bakersfield. And then another $3 billion will go to a company called Brightline, which is working on a high-speed rail line between Los Angeles and Las Vegas. That line is expected to be completed sooner for a fraction of the cost. So, Phil, what is the difference between these two projects?
Well, one is publicly run. The other is privately run. One is politically driven, and the other one is profit margin driven. Basically, what we have is an ambitious high-speed rail program in California. We've had it for going on many, many years, and so far it's pretty much in the Central Valley and not showing much returns, but creating a lot of jobs in that area, which is sort of the politics behind it. The other one, which is newer and is being proposed and is working on, is from connecting Los Angeles area with Las Vegas, and it's going to be done for a lot cheaper. The plan is, and the idea is for it to make money, because the idea is that they figure that there will be a lot of traffic between Las Vegas and Los Angeles. There already is, and they can capitalize on it and make money.
So is the private project not using union labor? I mean, how are they able to do it so much cheaper?
Well, I got to tell you, one is that they are going straight through, you know, a lot of desert, and they also, it's a lot simpler. I mean, it just is a very basic, you know, from one destination to the other. The California one is an idea. It came as an idea. The idea was to connect Los Angeles with San Francisco. But rather than do, let's say, you know, work from Los Angeles up to San Francisco or from San Francisco down to Los Angeles, they wanted to show something, something big, something that was going to get a lot of federal funding. It came with strings attached, and they said, we're going to have a big project in the middle of the Central Valley and then test that and then try to grow out from that. This isn't this. This going Los Angeles to Las Vegas is market to market. You're going to use the tourist money. The idea is to have it ready by the time the Los Angeles Olympics come, and the people from Los Angeles are looking for a quicker way to get to Las Vegas and then get back. And so basically, it's free market versus an idea that the California voters had. And I got a feeling that the profit margin's going to win out on this one, and they'll be the first to go. We might see high-speed rail between San Francisco and Los Angeles, but I got to say, they can do it cheaper. And once they're up and running, they're not going to be looking for public handouts, which is something I can't say right now for our publicly financed high-speed rail project. So take your ticket, and we'll see what happens.
Our thanks to KCBS Insider, Phil Mateer.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.